Hi, it's Barb in Nebraska, and it is Wednesday, September 9th, 2009. And I just got back from Ed's wake, and I probably sound all stuffed up because it was a 10 Kleenex wake. And, you know, you go to a wake, and boy, it reminds you of the people you lost, and thought about Dad a lot. They started with On Eagle's Wings. And I just want to let you know, please don't have that at my wake, because that makes me cry. And then Father, we said led a whole rosary. We did the Glorious Mysteries, and that was so nice. The church was full, 1,000 people there. Actually, I got there half hour before it was to start, and the line was out the door waiting to see the family. And then his sister spoke, and Ed was a fix-it man, always thinking how to fix things and helping out people, just a really nice guy. And then his brother-in-law spoke and shared some more stories of how much Ed helped out people. Then the four daughters spoke, and I was just amazed that they could get up there in front of 1,000 people and read and express themselves with such poise and grace. I remember them, you know, as young girls, and now they're grown women. I think it's 28 to 18 were their ages. And just beautiful, and the faith that these girls have, that we'll see you in heaven later, Daddy, and I love you, Daddy. And then they also said that, you know, we know you're building a house for us up in heaven, a log cabin house with pine wood, and don't forget the grandfather clock and the double sinks. Just really sweet. And another story that touched me is one daughter's married, and her husband came up and spoke, and how he asked Ed out for lunch so he could ask for his daughter's hand. And Ed was not expecting this at all. And, you know, he was just like surprised and kind of relief, because, you know, he was afraid that, you know, maybe there was some bad news that he was going to share. But he said, I wish for you what Kim and I have in our marriage. And it's just so sweet. And then some other people spoke, and that was very nice. And it was so nice to be with everybody. And tomorrow's going to be the funeral, and that will be sad too. I'm so grateful for my principal to give us the day off, because we're just exhausted just right now, you know, having gone through the wake. But the part at the very end that was really hard was the song. And it was by a woman called Crystal Shawanda. And it's You Can Let Go Now, Daddy, is the name of the song. And it's about a little girl, and Daddy's teaching her how to ride a bike. And, oh, it's really good. So anyway, have a good night.